The wife made an apple crumble for the first time ever tonight. This afternoon, obviously, for tonight. Is that a sign that you're getting old? When your wife makes an apple crumble? I mean, normally it's your mum or your mum-in-law, isn't it? Or your nan.
Yeah, that's quite true, actually. Oh, yeah, you're getting old, son.
I tell you what an apple crumble. What an apple crumble it was.
I know. Actually, you've just put me in the mood for one now.
Right, should we go?
Yeah, let's have a recording.
Spurs podcast, the Ginger Pele of Spurs shows, with Colin McKee, the former model from Northern Ireland, and Steve Robinson from Leon Seat in Essex, with all the latest news and views from White Hart Lane. This is the Hot Spurs podcast. That's when Ozzy had his dream, and then Old Rick, he done the trick, scored the best goal you ever saw. What an evening. Get to watch Spurs win 4-0 away at Aston Villa. Down the local pub that shows dodgy games, and then back home for the Hotspurs podcast. How about that, Cole?
Yeah, you can't be too bad at that. What a night. But as you say, Steve, you know, away the Aston Villa Premier League team, I know they probably have some reserve players on as well, but when was the last time, you know, we went to a third round cup tie away to a Premier League game and came away with a convincing 4-0 win?
Yeah,
and what I've heard, I haven't seen much of the game. I know you have, but very, very convincing and looking strong, mate. Looking strong.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's be fair, two B sides really. But what a B side we've got. You know, there's a few first teamers in there, Paulinho, Vertonghen. But you know, we played very, very well once again. Passed it around. Yeah, we should be two or three up after 15 minutes in these games, but we seem to need to create five or six excellent chances before putting one away. But no, fantastic. And a massive shout now for Defoe to start, I suppose, on Saturday. But we'll get round to that later on when we preview the Chelsea game. We can touch more. We can touch on the Tromso game as well. Obviously, you know, it wasn't very exciting, but 2-0 up, similar sort of thing, should have been 2 or 3 before we actually scored, and then, you know, controlled the game. I didn't go, because, well, I've just started a new score, got loads of marking to do, and I couldn't sit there and watch it because, you know, it takes me ages to get home. But, listen, great. All looking good, mate.
Yeah, definitely. And I say another, well, three more clean sheets this week. You know, clean sheet against Tromso, clean sheet against Cardiff, and the clean sheet against Aston Villa. So, you know, couldn't ask for more. Just to touch quickly on the Villa game there tonight, Steve.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've seen Chiriches made his debut. How did he look at the back there?
Chiriches? Is that how you're supposed to say?
Chiriches or Chiriches. Some Anthony actually sent me a link how to pronounce his name, which I appreciate. But
he made a run in the second half, which was great to watch. And then he nearly lost it, and he quickly hooked his foot round it. Looks good, but I remember listening to an Arsenal podcast because I listened to him, Cole, because you don't have to. So you don't have to.
Get a
catchphrase right. So you don't have to. And I remember talking about Squalacci, and he'd played four or five games for them, and they were saying like he's the future, and you know, this is the guy, he's so composed on the ball. So I'm not going to get too over the top about it, but look, you've made a very impressive home debut.
Yeah.
Where's he from? What's his country of origin? Slovakia or Slovenia, one of those.
No, I don't think it is.
Romanian?
No.
Romanian,
yes, Romanian. That's right. Yeah.
So, you know, I think he's
the captain as well, you know. So.
Yeah. And he said, he's come from Steaua Bucharest, which is in the Champions League, to come and play for Spurs.
Brilliant.
Great stuff. Is Cabool injured? He must be.
I think he went off just at the end of the Tromso game.
Yeah.
If you remember right at the very end, so there must be a slight injury. And I think the same, it was good to see the fullback. I know I put out a message on Twitter after the Cardiff game. Did anybody know what was wrong, why he wasn't on the bench? But I think a few guys got back to say that he had maybe got a slight injury on the Friday. So yeah, hopefully that was true. There was rumours about that he maybe stuck off for Ali Bayor and
maybe had a bit of a fallout.
But
the thing is, you could have said to him, listen, you know, we've got the game here. We've got the game next week against Chelsea, whereby, you know, I'm going to need you. You know, if not for the whole game, certainly, you know, you're going to play a part. And I need someone with a strong head to play on Tuesday, because I don't want to go into the game, you know, with players exhausting and what have you. So I need you. So you're starting on Tuesday. I don't know how it all works, but it's working out fine. You know, and if these players want to stick up for whoever they want to or complain and what have you, fine, you go and complain, because AVB could just go, okay, mate, you know, you want to moan and complain, sit out this one and we'll bring someone else in. You know, yeah, now's not the time to complain, we're certainly not. We'll complain next week when we lose to Chelsea, but at the moment, we're all right.
So, on the Cardiff, Steve, what a great victory, and you know, it was one of those games. I did get one of these dodgy internet links, so I did get to see three quarters of the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, but a big thing that I wanted to point out about that game, and say we'll go on and do our scoring system in a minute, was, you know, we dominated the game. And again, a bit like tonight, when was the last time, especially going away to places like Cardiff and going away to places like Norwich and Palace and all these so-called lower teams, you know, we struggled over the last lot of years, you know, to pick up a lot of results out there, and we've always made it hard work. But one thing I definitely got from watching the game, you know, we dominated the whole match, looked so comfortable. Again, there was a goalkeeper who was just having one of those absolute wonder displays.
Yeah.
And many times have we seen that, especially at White Hart Lane. If you remember a couple of seasons ago, it seemed to be three games in a row where these goalkeepers just played absolutely out of their skin. But, you know, what I've seen of it, they dominated, they tried, they had some great chances, and, you know, we got our rewards. And actually, about 2 minutes before it happened, I remember just saying to myself, you know, these are the games where the likes of Man United, you know, your Chelsea's, your Man City's in the past, always seem to scrape that last goal, you know, that goal, that winning goal in the last, you know, few minutes.
Yeah, well, and there we were. The Man City didn't, of course, because they went there and drew 0-0. You know, this wonderful Man City.
Talking about previous seasons.
Yeah, I know, but with this wonderful Man City side, who everyone's raving about now, they're going to win the league and everything. They actually went there a couple of weeks ago and got beat.
And lost. Yeah, true, true. But no, it was great, Steve, and I went absolutely crazy. It was brilliant, and what a goal. You know, Lamela, a great ball from Holtby to him. Lamela down the line, crossed over, and what a goal from Paulinho. You know, pure class, absolute class. And again, there's not many players that we've had in the past before could have done something like that. It was fantastic. And what a celebration, Steve, by the players.
I know.
As well. It was great to see. And one thing, and I'll give him a shout out before we score, you know, Lewis Holtby, come on now, you know, for the last, you know, 5 minutes, played his heart out, seems to love playing for Spurs.
Yeah.
Heard tonight he was outstanding as well. And, you know, brilliant. And look at him celebrating, grabbing, you know, the microphone down the corner, screaming into it. So, superb. Brilliant.
Yeah, and thoroughly deserved. You know, again, people are asking questions, oh, all these 1-0s, penalties, last-minute goals, all that sort of stuff. That's how, you know, the luck seems to be going with us. I'll repeat myself, sorry to be a broken record. Let's see if we get the massive slice of luck against Chelsea. Can we get the goal that didn't cross the line? Can we get the dodgy decision? Can we get, can we have 5 chances, they have 25? You know, and we nick the win like they did in their last 2 European Cup finals. You know, Benfica played them off the park, Barcelona played them off the park, Bayern Munich played them off the park, and in the Super Cup, who'd they play? Bayern Munich again, played them off the park. And Chelsea thought they deserved to win all those games. I mean, it's just bizarre. So I'd love it. I mean, I wouldn't love it, obviously, because, you know, I'd have no nails left. But wouldn't it be great if we had 5 chances, they had 25, and we win 1-0, and AVB says, yeah, we deserved it, just like they deserved their ones. I mean, you know, we'll talk about that game coming up. But It's good stuff. It's a different Spurs, obviously, because we're normally used to having all these chances and not getting the result at the end of the day. And certainly when they scored their goal from the corner, you know, I thought, here we go again. It was a foul on Lloris. You've seen that on the telly.
Yeah.
And I thought Dawson was fouled as well, although, you know, that is harsh if it goes against you. But hey, you know, we got there in the end, which is fantastic. Like a Man United, keep going, keep going, keep going, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I say, you know, we'll start off there with Lloris as well, you know, because we have to mention we did. Well, look, when I watched it back later on that night on Match of the Day, you know, they talked about this handball outside the area. You know, that was so, so close.
Of course it was.
You know, for anybody to call. And to be honest, I think the referee got it absolutely spot on.
Did you see the little look out of the corner of his eye?
Yes, seen that as well. Seen that as well.
You're going to give him a one, you know, or a half?
I'm going to give the guy a one. You know, at the end of the day, he's kept another clean sheet, Steve. And that's all we can ask for. And yes, there was the... Well, like, we're not going to say handball. It was fantastic play by him to come out that far and to stop a real... goal-scoring chance, you know, for Cardiff. He had that one wee mistake where he tried to keep it in and went out for the corner, but other than that, he didn't have that much to do, and steady, and absolutely love the guy. Definitely a one.
I'm going to give him a half this week.
Okay.
Because he had a scare last week about coming out too far, and we said, keep doing it, keep doing it, but, you know, this was an occasion that he was quite lucky. That it wasn't Howard Webb, you know, who's not got a soft spot for Spurs, or who was it, the referee? Was it Clattenburg?
Clattenburg, it wasn't something.
Yeah, he owes us one anyway, so. Yeah. And also there was that chance when he needed it and was a bit too casual. It went out for the corner. And so I'm going to give him a half this week, just because, you know, obviously listens to the show, and I don't want him to do this against Chelsea, you know. But with the whole luck thing, I guarantee that on Saturday he comes out again and he gets sent off when he shouldn't have been. We'll see what happens. All right, so I'm going to give him a half this week. What about Walker?
Okay, I'm going to give Walker a half. You know, steady game. Didn't do anything wrong, you know, made a few good runs, you know, past the fullback game, but he still just sort of frustrated me, Steve. I just think there's so much more to the guy,
yeah,
especially maybe going forward and, you know, getting, you know, better crosses in and maybe even getting in there for a few shots. But look, it's difficult to score these guys. We'll win 1-0 again and on the clean sheet, but I'll give Walker a half.
Give it difficult to score him when you watch it on a blurry screen. And
yes,
a dodgy
I
pitch.
Know.
I'll give him a one though, because he seemed to get back to basics a lot more. And I tell you what, tonight against Villa, he was terrific. So I'm going to give him a one, although we're not talking about the Villa game for this, but I'm going to give him a one for that. There wasn't any glaring ones. I mean, Norton did the dodgy pass back, which could have ended up in a goal. So, you know, we kept a clean sheet. I'm going to give him a half.
Yeah, I'll give him a half too. You know, it is one area, you know, in the team that I'm just slightly worried about. I was really surprised, you know, that he did start. I actually thought it would have been for Togan.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting this Saturday against Chelsea whether we get back to, you know, playing for Togan out there with maybe the likes of Churiches maybe coming in, or, you know, it'll be interesting just to see what he does.
Yeah.
What he does with the left back.
Whether he can trust Norton. I mean, the thing is, if he does play Norton at left back, Mourinho's got a simple decision, hasn't he? Get at it,
yeah,
down that side. Yeah. I think that's what Wenger did when we lost a couple of years ago. Norton played left back, and it was so clear that Wenger just said, keep giving it to Theo Walcott because he's going to rip Norton apart. You know, and I think Norton is a good, decent player, but against a decent right midfielder, you know, that you're not going to do very well there, and those attacking players for Chelsea, I'm not too sure. Vertonghen, I'm going to give a 1-2. We can do them both, can't we? Vertonghen and Dawson, one each for me.
Yeah, definitely one each. I know we said it on last week's show. You said that you knew Dawson would bounce back, and he definitely did this week.
I mean, he's bright, isn't he? That's what we like about Dawson. He knows his mistakes, and it's such a shame that you know, when he does make a mistake, it's a real clanger, and it's that lasts for the next, you know, few months. But yeah, he's played every game this year, and he's been brilliant, and we're setting records all over the place, aren't we, with our clean sheets?
Yeah, I thought Dawson was outstanding on Sunday, and for talking as usual, you know, very, very steady. So, you know, easy 1 point each there.
And he's so competitive, isn't he? I mean, Vertonghen's just class. You don't even have to say anything about him. Dawson is just so competitive. I think Tevez a couple of these seasons ago said he's the best player he's ever played against. You know, he doesn't give a kick. He's, you know, but he does get turned occasionally by an extremely skillful player. So, listen, brilliant. One again, great stuff. Paulinho. You can't give a two, I've told you. Hotspur's podcast scoring system, you're not allowed to give a two.
He was outstanding again, you know, plenty of work rate in the midfield. And again, there he was in the 94th minute or 93rd minute in the box.
Should have scored, you know, 5 minutes earlier, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he should have. He should have as well. But, you know, to be in there, and as I said earlier on there, you know, what a world-class finish, Steve. That's the difference. That's the quality of player we now have. You know, years ago we wouldn't have just had that quality to do that, but look, he was box to box, very energetic, kept hold of the ball, does it simple, but his work rate and energy and getting into the box, absolutely love it. Love him the pieces.
Whereas Dembele, I'm just gonna give a half to, because he, you know, he obviously played well, but he didn't played all right, but he didn't really do too much in the game.
Yeah, well, I'm actually giving Dembele a one again, because you know, he was brilliant last week as well, and I actually think he's been maybe given this more defensive role, you know, because of Paulinho, and I thought he'd just done what he had to do without being totally outstanding, but he looked so comfortable on the ball, he's so strong, and
I love watching him.
You know, he's making a tick, he's a brilliant player, absolutely brilliant.
He's got such a way about him that is just fantastic. I'm just going to give him a half this week. What about Eriksen?
I'm going to give a one.
You're giving ones all the way because you're scared someone's going to have a go at you for just giving halves. I know how your brain.
I know. I'm so worried about people now. So, but I am giving him a one because look, he was in there. You know what I loved about him? He gets the ball. He's quick thinking. He's doing the quick pass. You know, he doesn't flap about with the ball, and you know he's trying to create chances at all times. So I thought it was great. I was actually quite surprised when they did take him off near the end when we were still looking to get that goal, but, you know, maybe a bit of a masterstroke bringing on Holtby.
Yeah.
Because he certainly helped in the winner.
I mean, the substitutions were terrific. I think Lamella, we're not going to give the substitute scores because it's too difficult, but Lamella, I thought when he came on the other week, they said, last 10 minutes, just, you know, I think Stefan Freund just said, get on there, you know, don't give the ball away, get settled in, you know, you'll be fine. And then against Tromso, again, they just said, go out, you know, you're going to start, don't do too much, you know, you don't need to show everything right now, you're playing the whole game, get yourself match fit, you know, and we'll go from there. And then this game, I think they sort of said, right, come on then, mate, you know, it's 0-0, you need to now show us what you've got, and he did, didn't he? I love the way he challenged for that ball. Yeah, that was very Ronaldo-like, wasn't it? Because Ronaldo, although he's got all those skills, he can also mix it up and win headers strong and go, you know, this is my ball. That determination and that power to say, right, I'm taking over in this game. And so that was terrific.
When you look at his cross with the outside of his left foot, you know, to drill that ball across the six-yard box, you know, that's class.
Yeah, and he played well again tonight as well. Sigurdsson, what are you giving him?
Sigurdsson, I'm giving a half. I thought he had a good, really steady game without setting the world alight. Had that fantastic shot, Steve, that hit the crossbar.
Yeah.
But, you know, brilliant, brilliant effort and great, you know, for Soldado. Actually had time to maybe take a touch.
Yeah.
But what a great, great strike from Soldado, you know, for that to happen so quick. But, you know, Siggy done nothing wrong and, you know, I really like the guy and think he can be a real, you know, useful squad player for us this year.
Yeah, like Townsend has got himself, you know, on that team sheet. Sigurdsson as well. You just can't drop him at the moment because he's playing so well. He's taking on people. He's doing little step overs. He's doing all these sorts of things. Really good. Are you watching the goals? They've just come on Sky Sports. Are you watching these goals?
No, I haven't seen them yet. Oh, I'm on the wrong channel.
Oh, no, they just come on Sky Sports News.
Oh, yes, I can see it now.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll try and carry on while Colin's watching the goals. Yeah. But I'm going to give Sigurdsson a one because I think he's really, really becoming comfortable and making that place his own, which is terrific. Like I've said before, you know, if these fringe players, you know, these substitute players want to come and show what they can do, fantastic. How long did we say it about Huddleston? Come on, Tom. Get on the pitch, show us what you can do. Did he? No, he didn't. And he's still not doing it at Hull either, is he? I don't see him on Match of the Day too much. So, you know, this is what you can do. Townsend's done it as well. What are you giving Townsend?
Giving Townsend a half as well. Again, done nothing wrong. Loved his energy. You know, loved, you know, just the way, you know, he went and he attacked players. And, you know, again, having a few shots. But, no, definitely, say he's made that place his own at the minute, so...
I'm giving him a one again. I absolutely love watching him play. Once again, people moaning at him for having too many shots. He got to remember, he's just come into the team. He's got to make a name for himself. And he didn't actually have a shot every time. He was laying it off. And, you know, admittedly, there are players that might be in better positions, but they're very hard to, you know, when it opens up for you, you can see him opening up for him, and he's going for it, which I absolutely love. It should be encouraged. Six months, you know, if we're into February and you know, March or whatever, and he's still having pop shots and he hasn't scored, then fine. But at the moment, keep going, mate. Keep having those shots. You know, and, like I say, in February and March, if he's still doing it, we'll say, listen, cut it out, mate. You know, start passing it off. But it's early doors, and we want him to get a few in the back of the net, don't we?
Yeah, you're right. You know, and the thing is, the guy actually has a fantastic shot on him. And I think what you said last week, and you're right, this guy will score goals. He will start to score goals for us. And, you know, he cut in as well, absolutely fantastic a couple of times. You know, made those runs right across the front of the 18-yard box and, you know, picked out passes out to Sigurdsson or drop the ball back into the midfield, you know. So, no, he's doing great for us, and you know, what a boost for that guy to be in that team at the minute. You know, with all those world-class players,
demanding the ball, running at defenders, getting back. I love him, Soldado. Yeah.
Soldado, I'm going to give a half to. I know we had a couple of wee chances in the first half. He had that great reaction volley. He had the other one where how the goalkeeper saved, I think it was actually given offside, but he mightn't have been. You know, the keeper made another great save. He's in the round there, Steve. It's going to come for him. I know it will. But, you know, we will chat about him. You know, he has to be under a slight bit of pressure from Jermaine Defoe as well. You know, the form Defoe's in at the minute. I've just seen his second goal there. The way he just casually took it in, you know, skipped past the goalkeeper and finished it. Yeah. But what I like about him, Steve, he's always in the round the box. And, you know, that's where last year maybe we had a wee slight criticisms of maybe Adebayor and Defoe where, you know, if it isn't going their way or whatever, they'll come looking the ball or they'll drift out to the left or drift out to the right. And when we actually looked then at getting into the box, our goal scorers weren't there. But Soldado's always in there, you know, for those chances that drop. So that's what I like about him.
I mean, the first few games, he wasn't actually having many chances, was he? You know, one chance here, one chance there. This game, he did have a lot of chances. And, you know, they were difficult chances. But when you look at that highlight reel of him when he was playing in Spain, you know, he was volleying him in, left, right, centre, and what have you. And he hasn't done that yet, although he did have a great chance to volley it in, a brilliant save, though. He's offside, I think. You know, so he wanted to see him put his foot through it a little bit more. I'm going to give him a half as well. Just because of his own high standards that he's set, and I absolutely love the guy. And, he just needs to put his foot through a couple of these and, you know, happy days. But I've given the whole team there a 9 out of 11. You've given them 8.5 out of 11. So once again, good performance. You know, you've got to look at it and say 25 chances and they had 3, something like that.
Yeah. Incredible. And a lot of corners. Yeah, it is. And you know, five games into the season, to go away to places like Cardiff, you know, intimidating atmosphere, intimidating place to go, you know, it's fantastic. You know, Man City, as you said, found out earlier on there, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, it's a tough, tough place to go at the start of the season. I think when the fixture list comes out at the start of the year, you know, you always sort of hope that you've got, you know, the newly promoted team sort of, you know, maybe 10, 12 games in away from home, you know, whenever they've sort of settled in a bit and not everybody, you know, is sort of knows much about them. But at the start of the season, you know, that was probably their second or third home game. You know, the crowd's still massively up for it. And, you know, for us to go away and, like, have, like, 72% possession, you know, as you say, 25 to 30 opportunities. And, you know, brilliant. You know, we can't say any more, mate. And it's so hard not to get excited by them because, obviously, big, big test. We'll get into it after the poem. Big, big test coming up here, you know, this weekend against Chelsea. But it's at White Hart Lane and really looking forward to it.
There is a poem. Let's listen to it now.
Can Cardiff take? Lamela will chase this. Oh, Lamela gets something on it. Here's Holtby, and he's going to play Lamela in down the right edge of the box. Across the face, a goal! And turned into the net by Paulinho in the 3rd minute of stoppage time to win the game for Tottenham.
Just what is it about this football team? Every emotion from the game we've seen, every feeling the body goes through, but on we go, looking tidy and blue. Last minute goals and constant clean sheets. More wins than draws and even defeats. It's a journey with which we are struggling on. New players still learning before we get on that swan song. Winning mentality starting to show. Points getting bigger as conference will grow. Players adjusting to teammates of new. AVB's project starting to come true. Goal difference table reads well at this time. We can't say that often if you've memories like mine. What are we looking at with this team so unknown? Post one man syndrome yet to be shown. Cardiff sent packing and Chelsea to come. A debate on the Y word this weekend will be fun. Another 3 points is a thing I want most to turn the tables in Chelsea and for us lot to boast. Come on, you Spurs.
Great poem again there, Davey.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Good work. Cheers, Davey, for saying that in again.
Good stuff, right? Fantasy football.
Okay, major controversy tonight, Steve. There's major problems in the fantasy football world. Okay, look, I'm going to put it out here to everybody that listens, and I know the majority of people probably in our fantasy football league don't listen to the show, unfortunately. But, you know, look, we have a rule, and I'd done it last season, but it wasn't really set in stone, and I tried to put it out there that we would have no... You aren't allowed to have a scum player in your team. That's the whole fun and the whole joke of this thing. And one of the main reasons for it is, you know, we're all Spurs fans. We're in a Spurs league. You know, why would you want to pick an Arsenal player anyhow? I know for me, like, if I had someone like Ozil or Giroud on my team, the last thing I want to do is be seeing them scoring a goal or getting an assist just for the sake of getting a few points. That's, but look, I put...
Makes it a little bit more unique as well.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
it does.
So it's good. It's our little thing.
It is, and, you know, I put a wee post up there last night showing a picture of a guy's team, you know, who had 3 Arsenal players in it. And, you know, I put it out there, you know, if guys are going to do it, look, I am going to have to delete them out of the league. And it's not being for anything being bad. The main reason being is I'm having to flick through over 200 people to see who's got Arsenal players so I can work out if I have to read out their name or not. And I physically don't have the time to do it. So, look, that's one of the reasons for it. But, look, there's a few guys made a few comments back to me. And, look, all I want to say, guys, I know, and the point I want to get across is this is fun. And it's just something unique. It's something that we're trying to do where we don't have any Arsenal players, you know, in any of our teams. And, you know, hopefully you guys get what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to do. So, look, hopefully you stick by me with it. And if you aren't happy, guys, look, just leave the league. And, you know, I know some of you guys maybe have money involved in other leagues and things, and I understand that. So, you know, if you want to, you know, make up a new team with a different email account and just have a non, you know, a team for the Hotspurs Podcast League and have your other teams in the other leagues. So, but I'm not going to ramble on about it yet. This is the Fantasy League table now. In first place, and you're not going to believe it, Anthony Ferreiro.
Yeah.
We shouted him out last week, mate. He's jumped up into first place there.
In between doing his crooning
Yeah,
the bit of a crooner is Anthony Ferrara.
The guy's doing well, but I reckon he might fall out soon. You know, I'm going to put a bit of pressure on him. But look, Anthony Ferrara, then it's Nate Rippert, Ease George, Nick Alexander, Stephen Taylor, our very own Dan Jones from Tottenham Videos, and he's jumped into sixth place. Jonathan Maloney, Adam Barrett, Goro Petkov, hopefully I've said your name right, and Mark Allen. That's the top 10.
Jonathan Maloney was top all last year as well. What, yeah. Is he like a professional fantasy footballer or something?
He must be. I actually think, was it Jonathan that won it last year?
Maybe.
I think he maybe won it or came second. Steve, you are in 98th place.
Going up two places.
You're not that far. I've dropped, I can't believe, the first time ever in the history of the Hotspurs Fantasy League, I'm below Steve. I'm in 108th place.
My
can't believe it. Just didn't work out for me. Didn't work out. Most points this week, it was actually two guys with 79 points, and it was Carl Woodbridge and Paul Hartwell. So well done, guys. And then just at the bottom of the league, a few names: Mason Joseph, Angus Doodle, Lee Berry, Kevin Aspinall, and Michael Parker. So look, guys, as I said earlier, it's all fun, it's all tongue-in-cheek, let's enjoy it, but look, don't put any Arsenal players in, come on, wise up, guys.
Let's do some shout-outs. First of all, I want to shout-out to the Afghan THFC, or Afghan Spurs, because I've forgotten the last couple of weeks with all that's been going on with the
Tom Cousins.
With all the Stacey stuff and all that sort of stuff. Keep pledging money to their appeal, because that's very important. But also, obviously, the Afghan guys out there. Fantastic what you're doing and everything. My goodness, it must be dusty out there.
Yeah. Tough, you know. Massive shout-out to those guys. You know, it's Tom Cousins. A lot of stuff.
Yeah,
for them,
I got a relation who's in the army, and he just said one word, the dust. Oh, well, two words. Dust, you know, you just can't believe, it gets absolutely everywhere, and
bullets
as well, but dust is,
and a few bombs, but you know, just to, you know, it puts things into reality what these guys do, and even if you look at the Save and Stacey appeal, you know, we're going on about these Premiership footballers and how much we love them, and look at the money these guys are earning.
Yeah.
It is a crazy, crazy world. You know, there's guys earning, like Gareth Bale's on, what, £300,000 a week? You know, how much are these soldiers on? So, madness. And
anyone for shout-outs, mate?
Yes, I'm going to give this a big, big shout-out. This is, we mentioned again last week, you know, for Saving Stacey appeal, and it's to Dee, who's Mrs. Ruby Light, on Twitter there, and her husband Graham, Captain Cockerell. So, look, Dee sent me a lovely email just after our show last week when we had Stacey on and chatting about the appeal, and it was just to thank us, and she sent me through some photographs. They'd done their trek for Stacey last week, and they raised a lot of money. I think it was very wet and a lot of hailstones, she said, so fair play to everybody that turned out there. But I just wanted, she just wanted us to give out a couple of special shout-outs to two guys. Again, these are Twitter names, at Rich Spur and at Charlie Dent. Now, the second guy there, Charlie Dent, is actually a Spurs fan, and he's from Washington, in America there, and he organised He organised a kickball game and raised £2,500 for the Stacey appeal. So, you know, that's a brilliant thing that Charlie's done, and a big, big shout out. And also at Rich Spur, he done a sponsored fishing weekend with a lot of his friends and family, and that was on the 14th and 15th of September. And these guys raised nearly £4,000 for the Stacey appeal. So, like, no problem at all, Dee, giving those two boys a shout out from myself and Steve. Massive, massive work there. And everybody just keep doing what you can. And, you know, as I say, we just try and get this young girl as much money raised as possible.
Good stuff. Right, Chelsea at the weekend. What are we thinking?
I'm fairly confident, and it's a strange thing to say. You know, the big thing is it's at White Hart Lane. I'm delighted about that. You know, it's not going to be an easy game. You know what Mourinho's like. He's going to come. You know, he's going to fire everybody at us. You know, the big difference, I think, for them is it's hard to actually pick their team. There's a lot of rumblings going on there at Chelsea at the minute, you know, with Juan Mata, even, what do you call that guy with the funny hair? David Luiz.
You know, I am.
There's a lot of stuff going on at Chelsea. But, you know, at the end of the day, they have a very, very strong squad as well. I think it's going to be a close game. And it's a great test for us, Steve, just to see where we are. But again, you know, we need to remember we are a brand new team. And, you know, it's just going to be one of those games. It's a London derby and just hard to know. But look, we're on top form. We're joint top of the league. We haven't conceded. We've conceded one goal. So, look, we have to be getting into this game full of confidence for definite.
Well, I'd do my prediction straight off. Massive stroke of bad luck will see us 2-0 down, and we'll fight back to 2-1, but we'll have about 20 chances, you know, to do that. And, you know, everyone will say how unlucky it is that Spurs have lost this game and Chelsea had a massive slice of luck to win it. Chelsea obviously won't see it like that, and that, you know, Mourinho will do his whole, you know, we deserve to win the game and everybody else will see it the other way. But it doesn't matter because the result, and, you know, you get Adrian Durham on Monday going, oh, Chelsea, Spurs thought they were the big guns and everyone blazing, look, they went and lost to Chelsea without even looking at the game. That's my prediction. You know, good chance that that will happen. But hopefully we'll be all right. I'll take a draw right now, would you?
Yeah, you know, well, I would, Steve, but, you know, it's a white hart lane and, you know, things are changing and this is a big game for us and there's no reason, you know, we beat Arsenal at White Hart Lane last year, you know, we drew with Man United who won the league. There's no reason why from now on we shouldn't be confident enough to be beaten.
You're right, apart from the fact that we are Tottenham Hotspur and these things just don't go our way.
Yeah, but Steve, I do think things are changing, I really do. I really do. You know, I think we've had a wee bit of luck already this season, other than the Arsenal game.
Yeah, but not in the big games. That's what I'm talking about. I've always said that. Not in the big, big games. If someone can tell me in the last 20 years, in one of the big, against one of the big, big sides, what slice of luck have we had to win a game? Can't think of one. So,
yeah, well,
hopefully we will get it this weekend, which will be lovely because I'd love to see Mourinho moaning and groaning about a terrible decision that was made or something. You know, I hope it's not Lloris coming out. You know, this is the terrible thing that happens. You know, I hope it's more Peter Cech that makes the terrible thing. But there we go. Anything else you want to say about the actual game?
No, you know, it's going to be a tough, tough game and, you know, it just depends. You know, as long as we get out there and we go at them from the start, as you say, we'd love to see Mourinho, you know, struggle with that, you know, and for AVB to have that big smile on his face, that guy William as well, I know he played tonight, I don't think he'll actually play, he'll probably be on the bench against Spurs.
Yeah.
But it would be great to do them over and, like, if we come out and we play our football, you know, Soldado's due a wee goal, definitely is, you know, Jermaine Defoe, we'll chat about him. You know, does he start, Steve?
Well, that's a good question.
Would you put him in?
It's a good question, Soldado or Defoe. Who'd you go with? I mean, it's I'd go Soldado, but
yeah, I think he will. You know, or would you go two up front against Chelsea? Or does he stick to what he's doing?
Maybe mix it up. Possibly you got Lamella who could come in. You've got Holtby who deserves really to be in the side. So options, choices, good stuff. Done.
Fingers crossed, mate, for Saturday. Looking forward to it. I take it you're going to the game?
I will be going, yeah. It's one of the games that you look forward to, but with some trepidation. I mean, I'm really pleased we won that Carling Cup game tonight, Capital One or whatever, because I think that, you know, the Capital Cup would be a great, great trophy to win. I still don't think we're going to win the league. Because we're Tottenham Hotspur, things will happen.
But you're right. We said it weeks ago. The Carling Cup or Capital One Cup is definitely. I just hope we get a real good draw tomorrow night, Steve. You know, a nice home tie against one of the lower teams. You know,
if we lose to Chelsea, it's not the end of the world by any means.
Exactly. I meant to say that earlier on. You know, we've got a wee 2-point cushion. That's why I was so excited whenever we scored against Cardiff.
Yeah.
You know, just kept up a wee bit of a cushion. You know, if we do lose to them, guys, you know, at the worst case scenario, we're going to be 1 point off the top of the league.
Yeah, not a problem.
You know, and that's with Arsenal out of the way and Chelsea out of the way. So, yeah, you know, not a problem. And, you know, onwards and upwards.
Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs. Everybody knows.